Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Jürgen, we'll start with obviously the incident between Andy Robertson and the assistant referee last week. Obviously, it's been resolved now as well. How satisfied are you with the resolution and the approach taken by all parties involved?
Very. I think it's now really dealt with really well in the end. So, as I said, I wasn't aware of it during the game, not at all. I only got the news after the game, then didn't want to see the pictures before the press conference, because it makes life then at least a little bit easier if you don't know exactly what's happening. And I had no clue what happened actually. So, and meanwhile, I saw it, of course. And I spoke to Robbo and all the other guys, not to the assistant, was not involved in that talk. But I think it's now dealt with really well. And so now we all can carry on.
I've asked you many times about Jude Bellingham this season.
Did you?
Yeah. Is this definitely the last time I'm going to have to ask you? Because is there now no chance at all of him joining Liverpool? If that's the case, how has the decision not to pursue interest in him been reached?
There's nothing to say about, to be honest. So, if we don't speak about players we sign or not sign, why would we now speak about these kind of speculations and these kind of news? So, it's really nothing to say about.
I'm looking at it from the point of view that...
From your point of view.
Well, last week you said to me, 100% your responsibility what goes on the pitch. And this season is 100% your responsibility.
Yes.
Aren't there other factors at play? So if you're interested in a player but you're not necessarily able to get that deal done, then it's not necessarily down to you. So there's other factors rather than it being down to you. So...
It's still the case. It's nothing. It was always like this. It's never changed. So it's not about Jude Bellingham now. What am I answer now? Definitely not. But it's always the case. I never understood. So why we constantly talk about things we theoretically cannot have. So we cannot have six players in a summer for everybody's 100 million, for example. Everybody would say that's okay, that's kind of clear. So, and that's the thing, you have to realize what you can do and then you have to work with that. So how much money do we have available? And then you have to work with that. And that's the job you have to do. And it's not about, we are not children. When I ask a five-year-old at Christmas, what do you want for Christmas? And I tell you, I want to have, I don't know, a Ferrari. You wouldn't say, oh, that's a good idea. You would say, no, it's too expensive. And anyway, you cannot drive it. So that's how it is. If this kid is then the whole life unhappy because he cannot get a Ferrari, that would be a really sad life. It's just what can you do? And then you do it. And then you work with that. And nothing else to say about. And it was always how I worked. Whatever I want and whatever we need, what we need and what we want, we try absolutely everything to get it. But there are moments when you have to accept that this or that is not possible for us. And then you just step aside and do different stuff.
Just on the game, Leeds, obviously, the only team to have won at Anfield in the Premier League this season.
But they owe us 3 points.
What are you expecting to get?
Big fight, massive fight. The situation Leeds is in. The last game, of course, as well, which these kind of games can happen. You know, they try everything. I actually think they're not such in a pretty good moment. But in that game, they got a proper knock. That's clear because Magic Roy is back. The savior of Palace, unbelievable. And Palace, anyway, is a really good team. A really good team, and you could see that again in these situations, how they played their counterattacks, how they played football in general. So it was a tough one where maybe people thought, oh, Leeds should win against Palace, but when you see Palace then playing, then you ask yourself, well, why are they in that zone of the or area of the table? So we expect them to be absolutely on their toes, massive fight. Proper atmosphere, so will be a tough one, but we have to build now again on two games who were good or in moments really good, and for different reasons, and especially the second half against Arsenal was obviously really good, and we have to build on that, and that's what we'll try.
Just following on from that, there seems to be a kind of after the second goal and it was enormous. We got nothing to lose, kind of an attitude from some of the players in the way they then went about it. Do you feel that that has to be captured and replayed now until the rest of the season? It's almost as if you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, we have nothing to lose, really. So what can we? We are in a position where we don't want to be in the table. That means we have to act a little bit like this. We have to try new things. We have to fight for things. So that's how it is. The things we tried so far this season didn't work out properly, and especially not consistently. And that's what we have to do. Yeah. So I saw that, by the way, earlier. I saw it before we scored the second. You mean when they scored a second goal or what? That didn't hurt me immediately, to be honest. But I know. Especially from the moment on when we scored our goal, then it was when we were really in the game, and then it was a top performance even, and so that's good. And now, how I said, we had a long training week, and now we have to make sure that we do the right stuff and bring it on the pitch. So that's how it is. We all the things are on the table. It's everything is clear. We have our home record is not as bad as the away record, but we play away. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to the game. And it's a tough one. Leeds will go with all they have. We have to go with all we have and these kind of things. So it's Leeds will never be an easy game whenever you go there. But should not be an easy game against us as well. So, and that's what we have to make sure.
And also mentioned in the game, the last time Trent's played a more sort of an inside role at times. He said it wasn't the first time he'd done that, but it's maybe a little more apparent. What do you make of how that is developing and is that something that you can probably expect to see more in the future, do you think?
Yeah, we have to see, yeah. So, that's just a possibility for us. A possibility for us. We did, how I said, we did that before. A lot of moments in this game, it was, I'm not sure how to say it, but it happened pretty much more often because we wanted it to happen much more often. So it was different to other times, but it's good. It suited him. But we have to see how that fits to other games. And so it's absolutely possible that sometimes we'll do it and sometimes not. And that's a situation. That's all. But for him, it was good. Trent was in the second half, I think, with the ball super dominant, and it was obviously really helpful.
Juliet?
Jürgen, is... Diaz 100%
ready for this one? Yeah, he's 100% ready in training. So that's it now. So that's it. He's now completely normal in training, and now we have to reintegrate him. So he will be in the squad. If nothing happens, then Luis will be in the squad, and from there we go. That's it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Did I speak a lot about him?
Is it like having a new player and you sign him back?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Louis is, he developed massively. So in that time now, English getting better. So like really settled. It was here every day how it is with injured players and especially long-term injured players. They are more, even more the training ground than all the others. So every day together with therapists and stuff like this. So it really matured again, much more comfortable than he was in the beginning here with everything in the new country. And so that's really good, and that will help him as well. So we're really happy to have him back. He is like a breath of fresh air, and every day he's in training. He loves out there. I said in the beginning when he came, he cannot train with a smile, without a smile on his face, and that's something really special, and that's exactly how he acts now. But it was out for a long time. That was not his season so far. Now last week we played against Arsenal. It game before against Arsenal, the away game against Arsenal was the game when he got injured. So, long time ago. So then one session in Dubai, out again, and now being back, that's really a long time. But it's absolutely fine. He didn't lose his skills. That's good. But how I said, we have to see how we can step by step bring him back in the team. Mm-hmm.
Jürgen, on a similar vein, Thiago came back and got some minutes. Similar to Lewis, how important would it be to have him back available for you in the room?
Yeah, super important, of course, Thiago, as well. It was not allowed for that long, but it was long as well. It's insane how quick time runs, how fast it goes. And yeah, it's a different situation, obviously. Thiago is a candidate for starting. If you start Lewis, people will tell me about what 30 minutes or stuff like this, and then you cannot start him because I have to make some first change a bit early. So so that's different. And no, but top rhythm, he can demand rhythm, how we all know. And when he's fresh, then he's a top player. And that's why we are really happy to have him back in training. So far, it looks all good.
And does it almost feel like you're the strongest point you've been for a while in terms of selection with Thiago, Lewis on the way back, Diogo Jota, those kind of players for you?
Yeah. If they stay, we don't like too much to talk about these kind of things because then next moment you get a call that somebody's out. But we had a couple of problems this week. Ivo couldn't train for 2 days. Should be back today, hopefully. Ali wasn't involved for 2 days. We'll train today individually. So a little bit illness here, a little bit knocks there. So we had a few problems, and hopefully we'll not get more. But if they're all in, then I think we have 5-6 players not in the squad. Matchday squad, this is a lot. It's a lot, and they're all training well. I cannot, if it would be easy for me, if somebody's not showing up, then it's a very easy decision, but there are no easy decisions who stays at home, stuff like this. So that's tough for a few boys, but really good for us. And we never had that, and that's positive, absolutely.
You have Carl Toby to have PA at the back.
Jürgen, it's been 5 games without a win since the 7-0 against United. Was there a reaction to that result that's maybe worked against you?
We played the game after United was Bournemouth, wasn't it? Yeah. We didn't play at the same level exactly, but it's different and difficult to replicate performances. So you have to fight into such a game. And in the end, it was obviously everything was tough to take from there. But we could have turned the game around in a specific moment, and didn't. And then after that was, I don't know how was exactly Madrid. I know it was the results weren't great, but the performances weren't great. After 7-0, I'm not sure you can really learn how to deal with it. To be honest, the boys, it's not that we were flying through the week. It's more this little expectation inside yourself that you think, okay, things are clicking now, I'm scoring, stuff like this. And you realize, oh, it's different. Things are not going that well today. So winning 2-0 and five times in a row is much better than having these, bam, because it was a super strange season. I think we all agree it's not our best season, but the two highest results in our history. So absolutely strange. So it always shows, okay, they can do that. Why can't they do it every week? And it's a good question. And we have to work on the answer. Absolutely. But that's it. Reaction could have been better probably, but it was not intentional. Neither from the boys nor from me. We didn't think we are the greatest just because we beat United with that crazy result. Things happened. Because we are not consistent. That's this season. We're not consistent this season. That's the problem.
Spoken about last week, you were looking forward to having a full week to work with ahead of this game. Have you been able to do anything different?
Yes, of course. You want to now know what we do in training or what? Of course, yeah, it's different. You can go through pretty much everything what is important in football. You can work on defensive stuff. You can work on offensive stuff. You can do finishing. You can do even endurance if you want. You can do everything. In such a long week, you have really time to train. When you usually, in a short week, you recover most of the time and give the information to all in meetings. And that's a massive difference. That's a week where you turn into a coach again and not being just a manager to pick the team and set the tactics up and stuff like this. So this is proper coaching. Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
Thank you. On here.
Thanks, Tony. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the Hillsborough disaster. Arsenal fans, quite rightly, were commended last Sunday for the respect they showed during the silence. But it's not typical, is it? How incredible do you find it that Liverpool fans are still subjected to chants about Hillsborough, and what can be done about it?
First and foremost, you're right. It was probably the most respectful minute of silence I've ever witnessed last week. I was absolutely no noise apart from a little baby, and that was absolutely fine. That you could hear the baby even showed how silent it was. And I have no explanation for this. It's just football supporters can be a really mean group. So that's how it is. If you find a weak point of something, somebody, then you just put your finger in it. I have a lot of groups, football supporters are guilty of that. Not only in football, in sports in general. You have a look. What do they don't? What they don't like? And boom, you put the finger in. I think the more attention you give it, the more often they will do it. It's not so much how other people think about our situation in that specific case as well. It's much more how we think about it. And the real special thing is that we as a Liverpool family come still together in these decisive moments. Like tomorrow morning, for example, Hendo and I will go to Anfield and show our respect. And it was not for 1 second a duty since I'm here because of the way we all deal with it. And that's much more important. If other people don't understand it, I'm not too bothered about, to be honest, because that's their fault, not ours. And I should be really worried about it. But again, I have to say it was really obvious how the Arsenal supported in that moment, how that worked out. That was really, it was touching. To be honest.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, JNO Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.